You know, the search committee delivered to us three outstanding candidates on their own with their credentials, could have become president. The board's tough decision was is that, you know, we had to look at those candidates, evaluate their credentials, but also figure out which candidate was going to be best for our community. And we felt Dr. Ballinger had those qualifications. She's been here. She knows the community. She knows the programs. And I think she comes up to speed much quicker. It's a long process, but it was not an easy process for this board. But any one of the three candidates could have done it, but we felt Dr. Ballinger was the best choice, the best selection for our community and for this institution.
I want to tell you just one more thing, and maybe you can address the breadth of candidates and the experience and the fact that they came from, 20 different states?
20 states, credentials ranged everywhere. It is amazing to us is the, and I think Trustee Sherman said it the best, the validity of the internal candidate stood toe-to-toe with national candidates and at the end of the day outshined them. So it was a very nice process that we went through that we now know that we have an internal candidate that absolutely surpassed the national leadership skills. And, you know, as you know, Dr. Ballinger was just selected to the Aspen Top 40, which is the 40 visionary and inspirational leadership that can make change in community colleges. And so, you know, how can we go wrong? So we've got a great new president, and I think she's going to do a great job for us.